The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines, and we'll begin with this one from Woman's Day. This is their health section. We've got a couple of subheadings. The first, meds that don't mix. Over-the-counter drugs help you deal with everything from headaches to allergies, but they can be risky if taken with certain prescriptions. Beware the combinations like these and ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any concerns. The over-the-counter medicine, pain relievers. The prescription medicines that don't mix, serotonin. Reuptake inhibitors, SSRIs, for depression. Why they don't mix? Patients who take both are more likely to develop gastrointestinal bleeding than those taking SSRIs alone, research shows. Next, the over-the-counter medicine, decongestants or antihistamines, and the prescription, blood pressure medicines. These over-the-counter drugs can raise your blood pressure and make your prescription medication less effective. Over-the-counter antihistamines don't mix with prescription sedatives or tranquilizers. Antihistamines may make you sleepy, which can be magnified by sedatives and impair your concentration. And last, the over-the-counter medicine, plain old aspirin, and the prescription, warfarin, used to prevent blood clots, also known as Coumadin. Because these two are blood thinners, they can increase your risk of abnormal bleeding. Some straight talk for Dr. Oz, with Dr. Oz. The question, what exactly is AFib? And Dr. Oz says, during atrial fibrillation, otherwise known as AFib, the upper chambers in the heart don't beat in coordination with the lower chambers, which results in an irregular heartbeat. So what's the big deal? AFib can not only weaken the heart and lead to blood heart failure, but also cause blood to pool and form clots. If a clot breaks off and blocks blood flow to the brain, a stroke may occur. Fortunately, surgical procedures, medications, and lifestyle changes can help. In fact, the American Heart Association recently updated its treatment guidelines. And okay, how do I know if I have AFib? Dr. Oz says certain medications, certain conditions like high blood pressure, can raise your risk of developing AFib. While some people experience palpitations, dizziness, or weakness, others have no symptoms at all. So seeing your physician if you're feeling off your game is a good move. And the next subheading, more Z's equal less pain. Sleep is your secret weapon for better health. While it's already linked to better immunity and brain power, as well as a lower risk of some conditions like type 2 diabetes, new research shows it also affects your pain perception. When people don't get an adequate amount of shut-eye, they feel pain more strongly, according to a study published in the Journal of Neuroscience. Researchers say short-term sleep loss may increase pain in order to protect the body while it's under strain. Snoozing more not only results in less pain, but also helps lower inflammation, which may make you feel better all around. And we move on to this one by Real Simple. Just got your first smart home voice assistant? Well, here's what you need next. For most people, everyone who's not a tech junkie, essentially, that first exposure to smart home gadgets comes in the form of a voice assistant. Voice assistants have arguably jump-started the current wave of smart home must-haves. They can answer questions, check the weather, help coordinate calendars, and more. But they can also control other smart home products for an at-home experience that feels straight out of the future. The top voice assistants are Amazon's Alexa, Google's Google Assistant, and Apple's Siri. They can be accessed through a smartphone or, most often, in smart homes, through smart home devices or hubs, the Amazon Echo line, the Google Home Collection, or the Apple HomePod. Other voice assistants are out there, but these are the big three, and at least for now, they're the key to building a connected smart home. Some people kick off their smart home journeys with a smart home starter kit, which does include a voice assistant, but others just pick up the assistant device. One can do a whole lot on its own, but eventually it's time to move on from playing music and asking about the weather, and that's where these smart home devices come in. Some smart home devices can be pretty high-tech and expensive. Picture smart ovens, washers and dryers, and more. These clever appliances have their uses, and they can be very useful, but they can also be overwhelming to anyone new to smart homes. These smart home devices aren't. They can connect. These smart home devices aren't. They can connect with a voice assistant to truly make a home smarter and be used in tandem with other devices for a fully controlled home without too much hassle. If you have and love your voice assistant and are ready to take your smart home to the next level, start with these. Just prepare to quickly get used to the convenience of controlling your home with just a few words. One, a streaming device. Even watching TV is smarter now. Turn an older TV smart with a streaming stick or other device. This one works with all three top voice assistants that streams your favorite programs but can also be controlled with voice commands to a connected assistant for those times when you can't find the remote. To buy, the Roku Premier is what they recommend, $39 on Amazon.com. Next up, smart light bulbs. Turning on the lights from across the room has been popular for years. Clap on, clap off, anyone? And smart bulbs try to make it truly possible with just a verbal command. Phone apps can also adjust the light. Set your lights to turn on and off while you're away for added security, or put them on a schedule to help wake the household each morning. To buy, C, that's the letter C, by GE, C Life Smart Bulbs. $45 for four. And they're available on BestBuy.com. Next is a security camera. Smart cameras and security systems make DIY home security possible by connecting live video streams of inside and outside the home to your phone and other devices. Get alerted by sudden motion or check on incidents that occurred while you were away with the recordings. Indoor cameras can even function as baby cams, pet cams, and more. So you're always aware of what's going on in your space. To buy, Logitech Circle 2 camera from $180, available on Amazon. Next, a learning thermostat. Climate control is important, and being able to adjust temperatures while on the go is a game changer. Never arrive home to find it much too hot or too cold again. And take full advantage of making yourself a little more comfortable by asking your voice assistant of choice to adjust the temperature whenever you want. To buy, Nest Learning Thermostat, $210 from Amazon.com. And their last recommendation is a smart plug. Smart plugs can make any electrical device smart. Imagine turning off your fan, table lamp, or small appliance without having to lift a finger. Like most smart home devices, smart plugs can be set to schedules and controlled through a voice assistant or app. This option is only compatible with Amazon Alexa-supported devices, but a huge range of smart plugs is available to work with any voice assistant. This one, though, is the Amazon Smart Plug, $25 from Amazon.com. Next, from Family Circle, the family's health checklist burns. Bunch of subheadings here. Skin can burn after 2 seconds in 150-degree water, but it takes half a minute at 130 degrees. Turn your water heater down to under 130. And take note, they want to dismiss a myth right off the bat. Don't put butter or egg white on burns. So how bad is the burn? First degree, these affect only the outer layer of skin, like if you accidentally brush your hand on a hot pan, and usually don't require emergency treatment. Second degree burn, your daughter grabbed the wrong end of her curling iron, and now her hand's blistering, a telltale sign of a second degree burn, which should be looked at by a doctor. And a third degree, these super serious burns reach the fat layer underneath your skin, and can appear leathery and black, brown, or white. Call 911 or go to the ER immediately. Treating a minor burn at home, you can typically treat first-degree burns yourself, says C. Scott Holtman, MD, director of the Johns Hopkins Burn Center in Baltimore. Here's how. 1. Use a cold washcloth to cool down the burn for at least 5 minutes. Avoid ice. It constricts circulation and makes the skin susceptible to frostbite. 2. Carefully wash the burn with soap and water. Then 3. Use antibiotic ointment or a moisturizing lotion to disinfect and calm the wound. Then cover with a nonstick bandage and secure it tightly, but don't cut off circulation, with medical tape. Continue this protocol until the wound fully heals. And 4. For a full year after the burn heals, be extra vigilant about applying sunscreen to prevent scarring. Stash a small stick like Coppertone Water Baby's Pure and Simple mineral-based stick in your handbag. Preventing burns in the kitchen? These tips from Chris Scott, chef with the Institute of Culinary Education in New York, will help keep you safe in a busy kitchen. Turn pot handles to prevent them from being knocked off the stove. Don't hover your hands over boiling water or use wet towels, since both can cause steam burns. Pour hot liquid slowly and use tongs to place ingredients in hot water or oil. Designate a cool-off zone for hot pots and pans, like the back half of your stove. And stock your medicine cabinet. You need a topical ointment such as petroleum jelly or aquifer healing ointment, or an unscented moisturizer like Neutrogena Hydro Boost Body Gel Cream. They can help your burn heal, Holtman says. Bonus points if they also have SPF. Pain relievers such as Advil or Aleve can help with painful burns. Non-stick bandages to help protect the wound from pain and infection. Wrap Telfa Ouchless non-adherence dressing around the burn and secure with NexCare sensitive skin tape. And last, when to see a doctor. If you have a second-degree burn or worse, call 911 or at the very least, seek attention from a burn setter, ER, or dermatologist. Also get help if, and these are bullet items, the burn covers 5% or more of your body, your palm is roughly 1%, it's on your face, hands, feet, or genitals, the skin is open, the burn has blisters that are large or that don't heal after 2 weeks, or you have other medical problems such as diabetes or high blood pressure. From the Good Housekeeping Cleaning Lab, we've got a couple of questions from readers and their answers. Question, how do I remove yellow sweat stains from white shirts? Now, this is a problem I have. These stains happen when sweat, antiperspirant, and skin bacteria combine. To remove, first soak the stain for 30 minutes in white vinegar, working in the vinegar to help dissolve the salts from sweat and antiperspirant. Fill a basin with a mix of hot water, an enzyme detergent like Tide, and 2 tablespoons of either all fabric or chlorine bleach. Soak for up to an hour. Rub in detergent and wash, adding more bleach. Stain still there? Launder again. To help prevent pit stains, try an aluminum-free deodorant like our Beauty Lab pick, which it says is on page 62. Well, I'm sorry, I don't have that. And wash white shirts after each wearing. Question, what's an easy way to get rid of fruit flies? Answer, these pesky gnats seem to come out of nowhere when summer produce is ready to enjoy. But here's a DIY way to trap them. Place a few ounces of cider vinegar in a jar, along with a very ripe piece of fruit like a banana, which will serve as a food source that will attract the flies. Roll a sheet of paper into a cone and set it into the jar. The flies will be drawn to the vinegar, but won't be able to get out through the cone. Put a jar wherever you see flies. You can also buy traps like Aunt Fanny's Fly Punch Trap online. From Woman's Day, the latest health news First, we've got just something little here. Embrace the outdoors. Only 20 minutes in nature is all you need to boost happiness and lower stress, new research shows. Take a moment to switch up your routine and get some fresh air. 1. Drink your coffee outside. That doesn't mean gulping it down while dashing from the house to the car. Sit and sip in the early morning sunlight and see how good it makes you feel. Bonus points if you put down your mug and do a few shoulder rolls. Next, plant something. Gardeners have more than a bumper tomato crop to smile about. People who get their hands in dirt are generally happier and healthier, research shows. Plant an herb garden to enhance meals and your mood. And last, go to an outdoor concert. It doesn't matter what type of music. Sitting on a lawn while listening to whoever's on the bandstand is always a summer high. Dance to the good songs to burn calories and shake the stress goblins from your brain. Next, from Good Housekeeping, August crop, tarragon. This fresh herb's subtle licorice flavor kicks up salads and drinks in a way everyone will love. And they give us 3 suggestions. First, flavor lemonade. In a saucepan, simmer 3/4 cup sugar with 3/4 cup water without stirring until sugar dissolves. Remove from heat, add a 1/2 cup tarragon and let cool. Strain into a large pitcher. Add 1.5 cups fresh lemon juice and 4 cups cold water. Stir in 2 sprigs fresh tarragon and sliced lemons, then fill with ice. It does look beautiful and refreshing. Next, boost butter. Combine 1 stick unsalted butter at room temperature, 1 small clove garlic pressed, 2 teaspoons lemon zest, 1 cup parsley chopped, 1/4 cup tarragon chopped, a half teaspoon salt, and 1/4 teaspoon pepper. Spoon on seared chicken, pork, or steak, or sautéed shrimp or fish. And last, to shake up a salad, tear leaves off sprigs and toss into your salad along with your salad greens. From Good Housekeeping, we've got some cool soups, and they mean cool. These are soups that you don't serve hot, and we have 3 of them. Savory stone fruit gazpacho is our first one. Active time, only 10 minutes. Total time, 40, plus chilling. We need 1.25 pounds nectarines or peaches, which is about 4 small ones, pitted, plus slices for serving. 1 pound red or orange heirloom tomatoes are about 3, quartered. 2 tablespoons olive oil, plus more for serving. 2 teaspoons sherry vinegar. 1 small clove garlic, grated. And kosher salt and pepper. In a blender, puree the nectarines, tomatoes, oil, vinegar, garlic, and 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper until smooth. Then refrigerate at least 1 hour and up to overnight before serving. Serve topped with extra nectarines, cracked pepper, and an extra drizzle of oil. This serves 4, about 175 calories each. Next one, cucumber melon gazpacho. Active time, 15 minutes, total 45, plus chilling. We need 1 pound English cucumbers cut into pieces, plus more for serving. 1/2 of a small honeydew melon, seeded and the rind removed, or about 1 pound, cut into pieces. 1/2 cup flat leaf parsley. 3 tablespoons red wine vinegar. 1 tablespoon fresh lime juice. 2 teaspoons sugar. Kosher salt and pepper. And watercress for serving. In a blender, puree the cucumbers, melon, parsley, vinegar, lime juice, sugar, and 1/2 teaspoon salt until smooth. Refrigerate at least 1 hour and up to overnight. Serve topped with watercress, sliced cucumber, and cracked pepper. This serves 4, about 75 calories each. Well, that's a That's a nice one for the waistline. And the last soup, chilled corn gazpacho. Active time and total time, 15 minutes plus chilling. We need 4 large ears of corn shucked, 1/4 yellow pepper, 1/2 yellow heirloom tomato, or about 5 ounces, 1/2 of a small sweet onion, 1 tablespoon fresh lime juice, kosher salt, and queso fresco, cilantro leaves, and cayenne pepper for serving. Bring medium pot of water to a boil, add corn, and boil 2 minutes, then drain and run under cold water to cool. Working over a bowl, cut the kernels off the cobs and use the back of a knife to scrape any remaining bits of kernels and juices, then discard the cobs. Transfer corn to a blender along with pepper, tomato, onion, lime juice, and 1/2 teaspoon salt, and puree until smooth. Refrigerate at least 30 minutes and up to overnight. Serve topped with crumbled queso fresco, cilantro, and a pinch of cayenne pepper. This serves 4, about 165 calories apiece. Next I've got, this is also from Good Housekeeping, 2 fun dips for you. First, best ever spinach artichoke dip. Active and total time are 5 minutes. Now we're talking. 1 14-ounce can artichoke hearts rinsed, squeezed of excess moisture, and patted dry. 1 cup packed baby spinach, 1/2 cup canned cannellini beans rinsed, a scallion chopped, finely grated zest of 1 lemon or about 1 tablespoon, plus 2 tablespoons lemon juice, 1 ounce finely grated Parmesan cheese, and black pepper. In a blender, puree the artichoke hearts, spinach, beans, scallion, lemon zest, and juice, Parmesan, and 1/2 teaspoon pepper until finely chopped. That's the whole thing. Makes 1 3/4 cups, and you can serve with any kind of crackers. Next, how about a charred salsa? Active time 15 minutes, total time 20. We need 1 pound of tomatoes, halved if they're large, 1 small yellow onion, skin on, halved, 1 small clove garlic, skin on, 1 jalapeno, 1/4 cup cilantro, and kosher salt. Heat your grill to medium-high. Grill tomatoes, onions, garlic, and jalapeno, turning occasionally until charred on all sides, about 10 minutes. Then let cool 10 minutes. Remove skins from the onion and garlic and transfer all vegetables to a blender. Add cilantro and 1/2 teaspoon salt and puree until mostly smooth. This makes 3 cups. And, of course, this kind of salsa, fabulous on tortilla chips. And what else have we? From Women's Day, we've got pasta with marinated cherry tomato sauce. Active time, 15 minutes. Total time is 30. It serves 4 at a cost per serving of $1.95. First up, we need 1/2 of a sweet onion, very thinly sliced, 1/2 bulb of fennel, cored and thinly sliced, 1/4 cup sherry vinegar, 3 tablespoons olive oil, kosher salt and pepper, 1 pound cherry tomatoes cut in half, 12 ounces of gemelli pasta, and 2 tablespoons tarragon leaves, and 3 ounces fresh mozzarella. In a large bowl, toss onion and fennel with the vinegar, oil, and 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Toss with tomatoes and let sit, tossing occasionally at least 15 minutes. Meanwhile, cook pasta per package directions. Drain pasta and toss with tomato mixture. Transfer to a platter and sprinkle with tarragon, then tear the mozzarella and scatter on top. And also Woman's Day, berry black tea punch. Active time 10 minutes, total time 20 plus chilling and freezing. It serves 16 people at a cost per serving of $1.15. We need 3 to 4 large lemons, 2 cups raspberries, 1/4 cup mint leaves, 2 cups blackberries, 16 black tea bags, or tea bags of black tea, 2 pints raspberry sorbet. Thinly slice 1 lemon. In a bundt pan, arrange lemon slices, raspberries, and mint. Top with water and freeze. Meanwhile, bring 6 cups water to a boil. Mash blackberries in a large measuring cup or pitcher. Add tea bags to measuring cup with blackberries and top with boiling water. Let steep 4 minutes. Discard the tea bags. Let cool 10 minutes. Then juice the remaining lemons to get a half cup juice and stir into the tea along with the sorbet. Chill completely. Strain. Then serve with that ice ring you made in the bundt pan. From Good Housekeeping, we've got smoothies, super simple summer smoothies, if I can say it. Active in total time, 5 minutes. In a blender, puree 2 cups, or 10 to 12 ounces, fresh summer fruit, such as blackberries, raspberries, hulled strawberries, chopped peaches, and or nectarines, chilled, with half cup plain yogurt and a quarter cup milk, dairy or non-dairy. Scraping down the sides as necessary until smooth. If desired, you can make multiple batches and layer 2 flavors in each glass. Well, that would look very pretty. This serves 2, so you get 2 out of each one of these. And how about creamy fruit pops? After pureeing, pour 1 recipe of the super simple summer smoothies into the ice pop mold, then insert sticks and freeze. And again, if you want to make them layered, pour 2 different flavors simultaneously into each horizontal mold. From Family Circle, zucchini muffins. Heat your oven to 350. Coat a standard size muffin pan with cooking spray. In a large bowl, whisk 2 cups all-purpose flour with 3/4 teaspoon each baking soda and baking powder and a half teaspoon each salt and ground cinnamon. In a medium bowl, combine 3/4 cup sugar, 2/3 cup vegetable oil, and 2 large eggs. Whisk for 30 seconds to dissolve the sugar. Fold in 1.5 cups shredded zucchini, then stir into the flour mixture. Divide batter equally among muffin cups, a slightly heaping 1/4 cup in each. Bake 20 to 30 minutes until crowned and lightly browned. Remove from the pan to wire racks to cool. This serves 12, and they do have a couple of hints here. It's freezer-friendly. Pop leftover muffins in the freezer for an anytime grab-and-go breakfast or snack. To thaw, microwave them for just 1 at a time for 10 to 15 seconds. And no skin in the game. Get sneaky with it. Peel the zucchini to remove all remnants of green before grating, and then your kids won't even know it's in there. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. So long until next time. If you have comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138.